For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo visited the United Nations on Friday to make it clear that there would be no sanctions relief for North Korea until its leader carries out his promises.
The countries at the Security Council are united on the need for final, fully verified denuclearization of North Korea, as agreed to by Chairman Kim. Strict enforcement of sanctions is critical to our achieving this goal.
The FBI is in possession of a recording between President Trump and his former attorney, Michael Cohen. The two men were talking about a payment for a former Playboy model, Karen McDougal, who allegedly had an affair with the president shortly after the birth of his son, Barron. Earlier, former Trump campaign spokesperson Hope Hicks had claimed the Trump team had said that they had no knowledge of any payments. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. You know, it's tough to do the things you need to do when you're not getting quality sleep. I don't know, because I've been settling for the sleep my old pillow was giving me, but not anymore. With my pillow, I get that deep feeling refreshed the next morning sleep I need and deserve. Look, I can't do the things I need to do without the kind of restorative sleep my pillow gives me night after night. And now for the summer, my pillow's brought back their best offer ever. Buy one my pillow and get one absolutely free. Just go to mypillow.com and make sure to use my promo code USA. That's promo code USA. If you want that quality sleep that makes you feel like a new person the next morning, take advantage of this offer. Now, get one for yourself and one for your wife, your husband, your neighbor, the mailman, whoever. My Pillow is 100% machine washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Take advantage of My Pillow's very best offer. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, and use my promo code USA. Be sure to use that promo code USA to get the Buy One, Get One offer. That's MyPillow.com.
The Coast Guard and National Transportation Safety Board are both investigating what led to the fatal accident involving a duck boat on a Missouri lake that killed at least 17 people. NTSB spokesman Earl Wehner says they will inspect every aspect of Thursday's deadly incident.
Our investigation is comprehensive. We'll look at the vessel. We'll look at the operation of the vessel. We'll look at the people involved. We'll look at the environment.
A dangerous heat wave continues to scorch parts of the south central United States. Medical experts are asking people to be aware of the warning signs of heat exhaustion, which Dr. Gil Salazar says can come quick.
Just feeling malaise, some headache, nausea, and vomiting. Those are symptoms not to ignore.
Temperatures in parts of Oklahoma and North Texas are expected to reach as high as 109 in the next couple of days. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The Secretary of State is weighing in on the second summit between President Trump and Vladimir Putin. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is fully in support of a second meeting between Presidents Trump and Putin in Washington.
It is incredibly valuable to the people of the United States of America that President Putin and President Trump continue to engage in dialogue to resolve the difficult issues that our countries face between each other. I think this makes enormous sense, and I'm very hopeful that that meeting will take place this fall.
Pompeo made his comments after briefing the United Nations Security Council on the status of the North Korean denuclearization effort. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Senate Democrats are working hard to develop a strategy to try to delay or stop the Senate from confirming Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the United States Supreme Court. With more, here's John Clemens.
Senator John Cornyn of Texas addressed the issue of the Democrats seeking documentation on the extensive career of Judge Kavanaugh, from Supreme Court clerk and attorney on the investigation that led to the impeachment of President Clinton, a senior aide to President George W. Bush, and as an appeals court judge.
20 Democrats have already come out against his nomination, so obviously they don't need to see any other documents. 5 of them did it before he was even named, so they were just against anybody that President Trump might nominate.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.